MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Lincoln County Commissioners have given preliminary approval to a $101.6 million budget that will require no property tax increase, even though the planned spending exceeds expected revenue by more than $25 million. Commissioners plan to make up the deficit by drawing down on the county's cash reserves, which are projected to stand at $54.6 million at the beginning of the 2025-26 fiscal year, but will drop to $31.1 million by the end of June of 2026. The reserve balance will still exceed the minimum amount required by law. In their meeting last week, Lincoln County Commissioners also endorsed funds for a project that will allow the county-owned Lincoln County Medical Center to use its main generator to provide backup power for the adjacent medical offices building during a PNM outage. And measles cases in New Mexico have risen to 74, and the state has added two more counties reporting cases. Lee County remains the state leader in measles cases at 65, while Eddy County has reported three cases, Doña Ana and Sandoval counties have each reported two cases, and Chavez and Curry counties have each reported one case. In Texas, the number of cases has increased only by one to 718, with Gaines County just across the state line from Lee County reporting 406 cases, and El Paso and Lubbock counties each reporting 52 cases. In New Mexico, public health offices will offer daily walk-in MMR vaccinations with no appointments needed in Artesia, Carlsbad, Clovis, Hobbs, Lovington, Portales, Roswell, Ruidoso, and Tucumcari. And the New Mexico State Police are investigating an officer-involved shooting early Friday that left one man wounded. The Roswell Police Department stated in a press release that Daniel Garcia, 38, was shot in the leg twice by Roswell Police detectives, who Garcia allegedly shot at multiple times during a foot pursuit in Southwest Roswell. No officers were injured in the incident. Garcia was shot on the 700 block of West Matthew Streets near Missouri Avenue Elementary School after the two detectives participating in crime suppression detail tried to make contact with him. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.